Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
What is the first song you remember? Now, that might be a song that you loved. Like, for me, if I was really telling the truth, it's probably a jingle for Dynamo laundry detergent. The little blue jug is Dynamo. Not really a song, but that's what everybody was singing to me. I can remember that when I was teeny tiny.
Yeah.
Very popular slogan, obviously.
I'm confused because on our sheet, it says, what's the first song you ever loved?
Well, but then you guys told me we had done similar to that. So I wanted to twist it. We had.
First song you've ever heard.
Yeah. So this is the first song the one I submitted is the first song I actively remember. I liked it. It's not the first song that I remember loving, though, that I'm like, I got to hear this over and over and over again. But I did hear this song over and over again for a wide variety.
So, like, mine I don't love, but it's still stuck in my head, parts of it from 44 years ago.
Yeah.
All right. Play one at random. It's going to be pretty. I think people will be able to figure out whose is whose.
All right. I'm going to play one. All right. I'll play this one first. Listen to that sound.
Yeah.
Silly boy. This has got to be Hot Wings or Malin, right?
It's got to be Hot Wings.
Is it you, Hot Wings?
Not me.
It's not?
It's not?
No.
It's not you, Maitland?
No.
Dang, it's Steve. You, Steve.
It is me.
What?
Oh, the Jersey Boys.
I remember hearing that riding around in my parents' car.
Yeah.
Because it was, on the Super 60s station or whatever the...
Yeah. Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons.
Yeah.
Frankie Valli's got one of the best voices of all time. Because I like it when he
does
the
false... He should use it instead of that song.
When he does the falsetto. But when he sings, regular, and he has kind of, a growl to his voice, it's still on a higher pitch. It's still a high tenor, but... It's a cool... He's got a cool voice, I think.
He does.
I always liked his voice.
All right, Steve.
Carry on my...
Okay, this has to be Maitland.
It's got to be Maitland.
There'll be peace when you are done. What are you
talking about?
Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Was this your dad's jam?
It was on some sort of mix CD that he had or some 80s thing.
Yeah.
And this is the first song that I remember, because when you're driving around with your parents, you're not really paying that much attention.
Yeah.
But this was the first song that made me stop and go, this is what music is.
Do you know what kind is what music is?
Do you know what kind of car your dad drove in high school?
Oh, no. I know he had a Mustang at one point.
Okay, well, let's just go with Mustang. And I'll bet he had a cassette and it was called Mustang Jams.
Probably.
Because it might not have been named after our car, but whatever we jammed to. I had a cassette that it was whatever jams. It was driving jams or whatever. And it was songs like this. And I'd put this in, all the windows down. And
you got Tom Petty Free Falling on there.
Oh, yeah. You got Radar Love.
All the driving songs.
Yeah, man.
Nice. All right.
That's this text, good, I can't think one. Of anything before On Top of Spaghetti. Yeah, that was a good early elementary school sing-along, too.
Yeah,
or On really Top of Old Smokey.
Not really something you were going to hear on the radio, though, for sure.
Mm. Oh, mine's definitely not from the radio.
Okay.
Mine is from kindergarten music class.
Okay. Oh.
All right.
All right, next up.
Oh, I know who this is. I mean, it's pretty easy now.
What if it was me? I just don't remember anything from before the 90s, guys.
Rio Williams lived down the dirt road. Made wine like nobody I know.
His name is Creole Williams.
Oh, yeah. Right,
this is Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
Can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me, and I want to treat her right. I got what you need, son.
My mom used to love this song.
Yes.
I'll crank it up. Here comes the hook.
As he turned on the light, he said, there might be a little dust on the bottle.
Yeah, roofies.
A little dust on the bottle. But it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time.
Who is this?
David Lee Murphy.
That's right. Right?
Did he have any other hits?
Minor.
I think he had a couple of,
but that was a smash debut, and everybody was like, that guy's going to be huge. And what they meant was, that guy's going to sing that at a casino on weeknights.
Yeah, he's going to be on a bill with Clay Walker.
Mm-hmm. I bet he is.
Yeah.
Up next.
This is Tommy.
It's gotta be Tommy.
I love this song.
This is how it came up this
morning. This is my first CD.
My
was
God.
Really?
I walk a lonely road, the only
Jesus
one
Christ.
That I have ever known.
We worked here.
Don't know where it goes, but it's
this one thing when Kelly's was one
we
from...
We gave away tickets to the show at the arena when this came out.
Our shirts were tucked into our khaki shorts with too many pockets. Winger tees were on.
Damn it, man.
I think this was on the Transformers soundtrack. And so I loved that movie. And I just loved this song. And I was like, I remember watching the music video and being like, man, these guys look so cool walking in front of that car. Oh, man. That was after we got rid of Dial Up, by the way, Howling.
Awful.
It's a great song. But yeah, that song was on this morning, and Tommy was like, that's my first jam. And I felt old then, so I didn't have to get it out of my system now. It already was taken care of. But yeah, so you guys having your first song be songs that came out while we were working in the industry. Because I remember...
Not only in the industry, in this town!
Well, for Kelly's, I remember the CD number of that CD and song.
Yeah, that one too.
1995. Yeah.
So I could find it in the Hot Rockin' Country 94.5 CEN library.
Yeah.
And yeah, Tommy's, I remember saying, here's the new one from Green Day.
Yeah. The latest from the American Idiot.
But it was
album.
Probably,
here's the new one from Green Day. Yeah. It's 9:10 on a Wednesday morning.
This is not a bit labeled.
We've got some new ones from this really cool new band.
This bit is not labeled new impressions. This bit is labeled, what's your first song? And we still have two to go. So please be disciplined in what you're doing.
Oh, okay. Well, let's move on to this next song then.
Jam.
Now, did you feed my cow?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you tell me how?
What?
Yes, ma'am.
You'll say, well, what did you feed her? And you'll say, corn and hay.
Oh, okay.
What did you feed her?
Corn and hay.
What did you feed her?
Corn and hay.
Did you milk her good?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, did you milk her like you should?
What?
Yes, ma'am.
We'll say, how did you milk her? Now, this is a farm that doesn't have too much in the way of machinery.
I haven't heard this since kindergarten.
So we'll have to milk by hand.
It's all still in here.
In the old days in the small town, she was singing about a future wife.
Yeah.
Where did you hear this part?
And we'll simply say,
Kelly
how did
you
milk her? Squish, squish, squish.
How'd you milk her? Squish, squish, squish.
How did you milk her?
Squish, squish, squish.
How did you milk her?
Squish, squish, squish.
Did my cow get sick?
Yes,
oh, it's getting
was
dark now.
Was she covered with tick?
Ooh.
Yes,
oh,
yeah.
All right, who knows what a tick is?
It's a bug that buries itself under skin and sucks blood.
Shut up, Billy. You're a know-it-all that eats boogers.
Yeah, that kid said that is 80 years old now.
He probably is.
Yeah, was this a single?
It's off. I don't know.
I mean, where's this coming? Like, what's this? Where's this recording from? Like,
I don't know.
What is this? The call and response. Where's that from?
That's a good enough answer. All right. We'll say, how did this old cow die? She died. You can shake your head as you say it. How did she die? How did she die? buzzards come.
Yes, this is like a real circle of life song, come, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, buzzards are very large birds, and they have long wing expanse, so they can reach far and wide.
Now, before we get to the flap part,
yeah.
Imagine you have a child. They're 5 years old.
Yeah, that's me. I was six. Home. My parents didn't think I could start when I was five.
Yeah.
The doctor said I'd be slow at everything.
Yeah, your dumb six-year-old comes home from kindergarten.
He drives home from kindergarten. He's 16 now.
What's little Greggy doing? And then you're like, at school today, what'd you learn? And then you sing this song.
Did
to your
the
parents.
Buzzards come?
I'd be like, we got to move. Man. We got to go somewhere bigger.
Okay. Future valedictorian.
But we'll say, how did they come? They came flop, flop, flop. Except you'll spread your wings, your arms, but watch out for your neighbor. All right.
Yeah.
How did they come?
Flop, flop, flop.
No one did it. Steve, back it up. Flop your damn arm wings.
It's flap. Birds flap.
They don't flop their wings.
Yeah. You got a problem.
It's a regional dialect.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, but.
It's my excuse for everything.
We got like left foot Mary singing this or whatever her name might be.
You know, it's something like that.
Yeah. You know, one nostril Ann.
Old one eye Nancy.
Hey, let's hear the latest from Susie Bamboo.
By the way, we never did clarify. Steve, free beer?
Correct.
This is your song.
Oh, okay,
good.
Free beers, yeah.
Good.
I was wondering.
Yeah, we weren't sure.
It's called Did You Feed My Cow? By Lady at the Farmer's Market. All right, one more.
Whoops.
And that's it. That's all I remember. A cymbal crash.
Howing's first song was just somebody kicking the drums over.
I played that thing over and over again. God, did I love it.
Oh, man, what a song that was. Just...
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on, join me, huh? Gonna have fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around.
I can't believe this guy was killed in a Greyhound bus crash when he was trying to steal a peanut butter and jelly sandwich from the bus driver while they were going down I-41.
Yeah, hard to believe. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Yeah, this song was really popular. I mean, I was a really little kid, but my mom listened to oldies music, and so American Graffiti had come out a couple of years before, and she had the double album.
Tommy believed that.
Tommy was in the other room when I said that about the peanut butter and jelly sandwich, doing full Stefan from Weekend Update.
I can't believe he died that way.
So I just shook my head no, and then he was uproarious. I'm sorry.
It was a ham sandwich.
It was
don't be ridiculous.
OD out of snorting cocaine out of a stripper's
too
butt
much
crack.
Processed turkey.
Those are very different situations, but I don't know which one's worse, honestly.
So the American Graffiti soundtrack. So my mom was always listening to oldies music.
That's a great soundtrack.
So I remember, that we would put the albums on at the house, and then we'd listen to oldies in the car. And then Happy Days was popular, and the first two seasons that was the theme song.
Yep.
So that's what I remember that one.
I was so excited when I found out that was a real song and I might hear it on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah.
They play TV theme songs on the radio. It's my new favorite station. I'm going to work in radio someday. I'm going to play Three's Company on the air.
Yeah, made it
onto the
charts.
Probably something I said to my dad at Fashion Square Mall.